Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. Each week, I'll be discussing different issues and different ideas with entrepreneurs from Malta and overseas to help you change or start your own business. Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs. This week, taking a slightly different track, and I'm talking to Maruska Vella from the Giovanni Kurmi Higher Secondary School, and you actually take kids through the JAYE program. You're a marketing lecturer?
Yes, yes.
And you take them through JAYE. Why have the school decided to use the JAYE program?
Hi, first of all, I'm Maruska Vella, and the school decided to take this JAYE program because it's very enriching for the students, a lot of students from all areas, but especially business students. For example, the marketing students and the account students, they will literally see the syllabus come to reality. So the theory, when it's explained in the class, it's one thing, but when they practice it, it's another thing. So JAYE is where you have a team of students and they come up with a business product. They have to make research to see whether this idea will be accepted in the market, so they are learning all the basics of marketing in that way. So apart from that, they also go through a business plan. They have to sell this product, so they have to prepare the final accounts. So this means that they go through the whole process of a business, of what a business entails, and some things cannot be given in class. Certain stuff cannot be, it can be explained in class, but when dealing with suppliers, you can only explain the criteria, how to rate a good supplier, but the students will have the opportunity to do so. The students will have the opportunity to literally come up with a questionnaire and interview people. They go to, they interview people in the streets, they upload the questionnaire online, they get to meet people, they get to practice their selling skills, they get to practice their public speaking skills too, because the J experiences where they have to present their product to the judges. They had to present their product to an audience. So even if they're shy, they learn how to overcome such, you know, such maybe things that they would have never thought they would literally be able to speak in front of an audience. So apart from the syllabus, however, we believe in it because it's, they get to know about the soft skills of today, you know. So today there are the set of soft skills. They are also being referred to as the 21st century skills, where they learn how to be responsible, they learn time management, they learn problem solving, they learn a lot of things which cannot be learned through books. But once you work in a team, you need to know how to be flexible, because at the end of the day, if you're going into the business world, you need to be flexible. If customers have a problem and you have to tackle it, or working long hours. So they get to go through the whole process from the idea to a bestseller by the JAYE experience. So students that go through the JAYE experience will be even better employees eventually, or because they would know even in an interview, they would know what it entails deeper than students which will not have the opportunity.
And so as a lecturer, as a teacher yourself, do the kids get to choose their own teams, or is this one of those things they get to, you have to work with other people that might not be your best friends?
Exactly.
And stuff, so it teaches them that kind, because you walk into an office or, you know, a factory or whatever, there's no guarantees everyone's
that anyone. Is what happens. For example, we introduce to the whole in the case of Giovanni Curium Higher Secondary School, the JAYE coordinator will come over together with me and another link teacher, Mr. Stephen Ciclona, and they explain this experience. And then they come to apply. Sometimes they come in groups of two, sometimes they come in groups of three, but we have a lot of people that come in individually. And then what do? Is we make a team building activity,
okay,
so they get to know each other. Usually we take them to bowling, and then they set their own teams there. And chemistry, dynamics, they would, but to be honest, they will encounter a lot of problems because, you know, different characters. And you, about 4 years ago, we had, for example, teams of eight and teams of seven, but now we have teams as little as three, you know, so this is getting sometimes more difficult to work in a group. You know, we are encountering that problem. However, they get through, you know, somehow.
Yes,
they try to. Sometimes we have to act as referees, of course.
That's the real world.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. But that is what I tell them. You don't choose your own employee, you know, your own teammates, your own colleagues. You don't get to choose. So you have to learn how to work with people that have different ideologies, that have different characters, that have different perceptions. So that is even a learning experience in itself. So it is so enriching that apart from learning how to, what final accounts are, what marketing theory is, what consumer behavior is, they get to learn also these skills which are not found in books. So that is the one of the benefits of this program.
And do they understand as well? Because it also amuses me when people don't understand when they're being marketed to. And so going through this process, they can probably see then when something is being pushed at them and manipulated, you know, the message. So that's another side effect, I guess, as well.
True. They will get, because they would be doing it themselves to sell their product, so they would know that. But, well, we try to even keep their ethical behavior to it. So if there's a discount, we tell them that the consumer is the focus of the organization, so the consumer cannot be cheated, you know, so the consumer has to be satisfied. The needs and wants of consumers have to be satisfied. So that is what we try to, it's not just about profits, it's profits through customer satisfaction. So that is the learning. I am a marketing teacher, so that is a basic principle in marketing. So we try our best to enrich their experience through that as well. So it's not just making profit, but if the customer is happy, they will become loyal customers. So that is the process we try to advertise and still, you know.
And so how about these ideas for these businesses? How do they come up with those?
Mela, that is the, in my opinion, through what I think, that is the hardest part, because they would have to come with an idea that the idea has to sell, but they believe in it and they have to have passion for the idea, and they need to have a competitive edge over the market. Okay, so it's not just importing something like any other company. Why should consumers buy from a JAYE company and not from a well-established store? So they need to satisfy a need, they need to solve a problem and add value to, if they are going to import a product, they have to add value to it. So they will have that competitive edge over other competitors, because at the end of the day, well-established stores will be their competitors. That is why we encourage them to do even market research and to make not only market research, but also competitive marketing intelligence. That is, look what's around in the market, get information about the prices. Today we are even competing with online companies. So at least they need to have a good knowledge of the whole market, what the market is selling. And so their idea will sell.
And so how long is this process? Is it like a whole year?
They start in October until May.
Okay.
So they go through the whole process. First they have the idea creation, then they do the market research, then they have the business plan, then they have to sell in trade fairs and exhibitions. They can go on TV, they can go do, of course, an Instagram and Facebook, so they get also to contact television programs, so they will have their products advertised there. Then there's the final report, and of course there's the final presentation in front of the judges, and there's the final night. So they get, because at the end of the day this is a competition.
Yes.
So all the schools in Malta are in, well, not all of them, but most of the schools, the sixth forms, are in this competition. So
okay.
I think there are about 12 teams this year, so it's a tough job. From Giovanni Cormi we have 4 teams, so they are even competing with
against
their own
each other.
Against each other. But I try to instill in them that at the end of the day we are still representing the school. And we have to limit the competitive
angst.
Exactly.
But also they can learn from each other, because you might have somebody that, you know, they deliver graphics in a certain way, or somebody's presentation skills are better, or someone's mathematical skills or whatever. So they can learn.
Yes.
Like, oh, they
did
that.
You know, that is what
that
I tell them. At the end of the day, it's still one whole team. Mm. So if we... if we have a query about, you know, they were doing an online questionnaire and they had a query, and I knew that Team A was successful in doing it, so I encouraged this girl from Team B to speak to the girl in Team A. So at the end of the day, I try, because even with your competitors, even in the market force and in the real world, you speak to your competitors, you know.
Yeah.
So that is another thing which you have to try to explain to them and help them go through, because it is a learning experience. Everything is a learning experience.
Mm.
Even the fact that deadlines for them is very difficult. You know, they have deadlines until midnight, Thursday midnight, you know, Thursday 10 p.m. they're still finalizing, so they have to learn that a deadline is a deadline.
Yes.
Marks will be deducted, you know, so that is even something they have to learn.
Deal with. And also you talked earlier about suppliers, knowing that, you know, you sort of in a lecture you can say, oh yeah, you call the supplier, blah 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 blah, but the stuff doesn't always arrive.
No.
As it should.
Exactly.
When it
and
should.
They take long to arrive. So, but then, you know, when I am explaining the suppliers in class, students that are with the J background or did J last year, or else they are doing J this year, they will understand it automatically.
Mm.
Even when I explain in January the questionnaire and what needs to be included, the demographics in the questionnaire, they would know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they are enriched with more knowledge than the other students. So it is a very it's beneficial for us, even as a school, to do it. It's tough, it's hard work, both for me as a link teacher and even for them as students, but the benefits outweigh the hard work by far. That is why I believe in it so much.
And you think also for the students having this on their CV at the end of the day as a qualification,
that
whether
is,
their idea flies or not, they've still got the experience.
Exactly, exactly. They can come, you know, last, but they would have so much, they would have learned so much. Yes, and for the CV, they have the ESP, Skills Pass, and even the Certificate of Participation.
Uh-huh.
And today it's an MCURIC level 3, so it's like an O-level 2. So they,
fantastic.
The benefits are so much, and Jay offer a lot even of internships and stuff like that. So for the students, it's very beneficial.
Uh-huh. So you encourage all of your students to go through this, and students in any school?
Yes, yes. I encourage students in any school. I encourage my students, and it's not only from the business area, because a lot of students think that they need to have marketing, they need to have economics, they need to have accounts, but no. Even if you're studying biology, even if you're a chemist, you need some marketing skills, you need some business skills, you need to know and how to read a set of final accounts, or whether you're in computing, whether you're in the sociology area, whatever, the humanities, whatever. You need to have, you can have your own business, you know, because there are so many types of businesses. So it's not only having an A-level in marketing, no. If you have an A-level in marketing, an A-level in accounts, of course, it's beneficial for you, and you would know what you're going through maybe more than a student from biology. But at the end of the day, both can have their own business.
Yes.
So the set of skills they are going to get through this experience will be very good.
So any students, anywhere, should partake in JAY.
Yes, yes.
It's been really enlightening talking to you. It's Maruska Bella from the
Giovanni Cormi Higher Secondary School in Nashar.
Thank you very much. This section of the interview, I'm talking to Caroline Cassar-Renault from Deloitte. Now, Deloitte are a big sponsor of JAYE. tell us a bit about how and why you got involved.
Okay, so our partnership with JAYE has been, I think, around for now, it's coming up to its fifth to sixth year, and really everything they stood for mm-hmm. and still stand for is something that we really can align to as an organization, focusing on helping and supporting in the role of assisting students in their growth, in their acquiring skills that they may not necessarily find in their school place. It really just aligned very well for us.
And so this is something that you've taken on Malta-wide, or is this something Deloitte does worldwide?
There are a couple of firms overseas that also partner with JAYE. And really for Malta, it was taking a portion of the different programs they run, because the truth is the breadth of the programs
are huge.
So really looking at, where can we make a difference? What is something that we see in people who join the firm, and where can we really add value? So in fact, the company program is the program we've supported over the years. And, whether it's the business plan, whether it's mentoring, whether it's really just supporting the students, encouraging them and really getting them ready for a taste of the real world, because I think ultimately that is the benefit.
Yes.
Give them that opportunity to be in that boardroom, be presenting, feel the presence of judges, understand the dynamics of working in a team. Always doesn't always work so well. So, even if you're friends, maybe you're not, but really just setting the scene and the tone for them before, they start to focus on, okay, what am I going to study? What am I going to maybe work? What's my career are going to be? And then giving them a bit of the life skills experience that necessarily sitting in class all day long is not going to give you.
And when you have sitting in class, you have all those, what's the pressures from the other students and stuff, that you might not want to speak up, you might not want to.
It really pushes you out of your comfort zone. And what's really interesting is you see that they go from these, well, this year not so shy, because this year they've really impressed us, but traditionally you'd see relatively shy students who would have never thought of being capable of doing or creating something, to suddenly, you go to the finals in May and you think, my goodness, these people have grown, and even if they don't win it, and for us, we really try to instill that. It's not about, it's great to take the trophies, it's great to go away and represent, but I think it's also that experience is just, that you take away with you, whatever placing you get. And I mean, I'm an alumni of JAYE, and for me it was a really interesting experience that really taught me the very basics. So I think for them, and the truth is they don't always realize it, if they don't win something, then for them maybe there's a bit of disappointment, but the truth is the bar keeps raising every year. JAYE do a lot to make sure to continue to mostly improve, and you can really see how it's just contributing to helping them develop and become more mature.
And being able to say, working with other people, standing up and speaking, being confident of an idea that might not be theirs, but they have to.
They do, and maybe some might, say, okay, like I'll rely on maybe family, but not everyone can say that. So people really have to go out, raise the share capital, go and find customers, be innovative. Today it's so easy to just replicate, but really the winning team is typically always the one that really, takes the true ethos of JAYE and the social enterprise. So it really gives them all those elements where they have to say, look, we're on our own here. Okay, there could be support along the way, but how we do things is possibly going to be reflective of how they then go on to choose other things they study or other things they work in. So it really gives them that sort of, if you like, foundation, because they're young. These are sixth formers who are commitments. They've got studies. They've got, it's an important year. They've just come out of
hormones.
Yes. And they have mobile phones and lots of, so it's really, but it is for us, when we look at students, and we get requests all the time for students to come and work with us. We want experience. We want to work in a big four firm. And the challenge is they're quite young. So to bring students in so young to work in a firm like ours, the challenge is giving them the right experience where they can, find that they're doing something meaningful rather than just bringing them in for the sake of it. And having seen them go through this program, it really, this is one aspect of it, but it really allows us to say, okay, now we've worked with the students, and in fact, at the end of the program, we do offer internships to
some of them just to come in to start to get a feel. And it serves as a good experience for them as well, you know, to say, okay, now I've had my taste as sort of organizing and being part of a team. So now let me have a go at, you know, actually seeing what a firm like Deloitte really works like. So for us, I mean, we continue to sponsor because we really, and support them, and it's not just the financial, it's also the time. We give
a lot of the
time, and you know, you're with the students the whole scholastic year, because we see them in the beginning where we're coaching. This year we've run some very interesting programs with them, like Deloitte Business Chemistry, which is really understanding yourself, working in teams, and we've done some workshops with them, and so we've got to know them as well along, you know, so we're with them all the way till May, till they finally, the winning team gets their final prize. So,
And do you then look when because you're in talent management, yourself. So, do you look at CVs and when they come in, if somebody's mentioned Jerry, why you think, that's almost a good filter?
Yes, it is. It is, because it gives us an indication, whilst it's not the only filter, but it gives us a good indication of those students who are really, you know, happy to do more and sort of have a bit of a passion for the, you know, I'm not going to sit still, and it's not going to be just purely the academic. And the truth is, today we see, you know, the shift and the demands that an organization places on you as your career grows, not just being the academic ones. The academics ones are mandatory, of course you need them, and the qualifications, especially when you're in a professional services firm. But then it's really the additional is the soft skills, it's the, you know, the emotional intelligence, it's your leadership style, it's your ability to, your interpersonal skills, it's a human side then, if you like, and that really gives us a sort of a taste of, okay, and typically we find that it wouldn't be just JIYE, there'd be multiple hobbies, there'll be sports, there'll be like an array of things. If you do JIYE, you're typically someone who likes to do a lot, so and that really reflects in terms of when you work in an organization, like I was saying, there's teamwork, there's dynamics where, you know, you cross over into teams, you're always working with people, we're in the business of people, so so you know, those skills are strong, and they've been nurtured and they've been tried and tested, if you like, to a certain point. So yes, we do look at that.
And do you ever see ideas that you think as Deloitte, wow, this is something, these guys are really on something, we need to...
We do. There are some, we've seen a big shift. So when I did it many years ago, it was manufactured, you know, we made waistcoats and scrunchies, so it's really old. Now it's more app driven. But what is also very interesting is the sense of even practicality, social purpose, and those I find there were, you know, there was one example that comes to mind is the carpooling apps and the carpooling system, and there's anything about and parking. And so over the years we've seen, you know, there's a bit of a conscience about how to make things better for students and for people, even anyone really, because if you're driving, it doesn't matter if you're a student or not. There was another one last year where we saw, you know, a breathalyzer, you know, just the drink, raising awareness of drink driving. There was another one around sort of the regeneration of trees and composting. And so really, and you think, you know, these are young students, but yet they've sort of already identified what are the key, what are the key areas. On the app generation, yes, I mean, we have a digital arm in our firm. So obviously we're always, and in fact, they help us through the process of adjudicating, because it's interesting when we see people who are creating apps and you think, okay, this hasn't really, you know, been seen before. So it's definitely, and it's amazing what they come up with, you know. So
and
they really have some fantastic ideas.
So on a daily basis, what do you do with the program? What's the actual Deloitte's involvement on a daily basis?
So typically we would, I mean, from the start of the year, there's a lot of, if you like, collaboration in the beginning to really plan out the year and say, okay, so we sit down and sort of the sort of the planning, the ideas, the brainstorming, what worked, what didn't work maybe so well last year, let's try and improve. So initially during the summer months, that's a lot of what we do. And then we kick off September time when the students are recruited, so to speak. Okay. So with the school visits, so from an operational, it ranges from pre-planning school visits, participating, giving talks where we need to, sometimes just, you know, encouraging students, going along to schools, really, you know, promoting the program, giving our experience of it, just giving students a bit of a taste of what they're going to be experiencing. On the ground, the operational, I think the ramp up, the first 2 months of school, the September, October, and even a bit of November, are busy in the sort of recruitment and promotion. And then in December this year was when the business plans were presented. wanted. So really, what we're doing here is, and the award that the company program is all about, okay, what is your plan? What do you see as your business idea? And how well are you able to actually come to Deloitte and present it and articulate that, that, you know, literally as if you were doing it to your investors or to your audience. You know, so it's a really big deal because they really prepare. It's a very formal setting where they're all, you know, you see the change from the very relaxed when we're doing the workshops and we're recruiting to suddenly they're all dressed, you know, suits, and it's like they've come for their job interview. But it works because it really gives them that good experience for them to just say, okay, like, you know, even simple things like learning how to all give each other a chance to speak, learning how, you know, maybe when to step in when your friend blanks out, you know, learning how not to overpower the conversation and let everybody speak, to be prepared, the emphasis, the detail they give to the plan. Mm-hmm. But we would obviously help them and coach them through the process before. But then in December they come and they really give their, you know, their on their own then. The judges are there and it's really all about them presenting.
So then after that they literally have to get their product ready.
Many go on to continue the year by producing the product. And so just last Thursday there was the company launch, the product launch, so they were at the Chamber of Commerce and mm-hmm. they had all their products. And this is, if you like, the first phase, which is now completed. Now many of them go on to now actually start manufacturing, creating, and getting, you know, bringing the product to life. Uh-huh. And this is where our involvement is slightly less from this process on now, because they are sort of, if you like, working on, okay, let's create the product, and we regroup with them again towards the latter part, you know, the later part of the year.
So I'm just going to finish off by saying, so you're Deloitte, you're not just talking numbers, you're not talking just accountancy.
No.
You're happy to help students through any type of business, whether it be, you know, recycling, sustainability.
For sure.
Fashion with your waistcoats.
For sure. That's many moons ago. But yes, I mean, ultimately, you know, this is the future workforce of, and for us, you know, it's really important that they get a bit of a flavour of what an opportunity with a firm like Deloitte could be. So mm-hmm. so it is indeed very important.
And it regardless gives them a rounding and an education
of
the market.
Yes, and it's not just, you know, it's not just somebody studying accounts who works with us. We have such a varied range of skill set in our firm, you know, ranging from the technology side to law, to economics, to accountancy as well, to management, to business, to HR. So, you know, they really is a versatility. So when you think of, you know, students studying, it's a large option for them, yes, as well, to choose from.
So it's been really interesting talking to you. That's
Thank
Caroline
you
Cassar-Renault from Deloitte, helping and talking to us actually about the JEY program here in Malta. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. I'd also like to thank Carmela Gregg and Redent Abdillah for the production of this show. The show is aired every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and repeated every Friday at 7:30 p.m.